The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We've been looking at a series of these teachings, looking at the mystery of the faith, as we've just been looking at faith. I want to believe that we are having time on our own to go back into the teachings and look at them. Foundation is being visited again. God is visiting back our foundation. You know, we had come from various places and various years. We have journeyed to where we are, and mercy has kept us and has maintained us with Him. But the extent we will go may have to depend on how solid our foundation is. How solid. All the time, foundation comes first, because it's a test of what is going to come into visibility. You can't raise a building that is higher than, or stronger than its foundation. If it's stronger than the foundation, the building will collapse. So in building, we determine how many stories will go up by what is down. You can't just have a mind of raising a bungalow and all of a sudden money just come to your hands, like it happened in Nigeria, and you move it to upstairs, and from nowhere money just moving again, you move it to study building. That has been one of the bane of most collapse of buildings in Nigeria, because we don't determine the building from its foundation. God's interest is that Judah will further vertical downward, then bear fruit upward. He must first of all take root downward. And that's why God will be taking this time to visit how we began, so that He can strengthen it. It's true, we have begun already. We have begun already. It doesn't matter. Amen. Praise God. Even if it was after a demon went out, that you believe because of demon went out of the person. Now you have believed Jesus in the process. Amen. Praise God. So along the line, something happened, and the person of Christ becomes the focus, not the events, not the interventions. So I want to strongly believe that we're going to take this seriously and take what we need. I'm saying to people, I want us to go back home and look at the things we have been going through, so that you know, you have to be assured that the things we are hearing or we're having is right, and we can stick our life for it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I always say, we don't have any other book to look at than these scriptures. I don't have, when it comes to spiritual wisdom, understanding, I don't have any book. I don't have any book. I don't have any. As I don't have any book, there are not too many written books on these epistles. Amen. Praise God. So when it comes to knowing the Lord more, I stay in the scriptures. So we're going to be there. And we're going to be there as long as we are on the earth here. He has not given us another scripture. Amen. Praise God. There's no written book that has the standard of the writing of the prophets. Every other prophet today must align with his prophets. Amen. So, we have great assurance in our heart that every foundation will be re-strengthened. Amen. So, we are looking at the mystery of faith because we all began by faith. Ephesians 2, 6, they say, by grace are you saved through faith. By grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It is the gift. So it's the grace that came to us when we believed Jesus, when we got born again. It's a working of faith. It came, that was the first time faith brought something that is heavenly to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Before that time, faith has brought many things to us. We have believed God for many things. Even when we didn't know Christ, when you never knew Christ, you had believed God for various things. People outside there who are not Christians are believing God every day. As I'm going out today, Lord God, call him any name you know. Bring me back. For some of them, we end it in Jesus' name. Even if they have not known the Jesus or believed on the Jesus, they just know that everybody pray in the name of Jesus and things happen in the name of Jesus. Amen. I heard about the crisis that came up on the air one of this time, the flight that problem, and people started shouting. You see there, see Muslims are shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Because that is the name that no bring intervention. Amen. Hallelujah. Any other name, they call it for religious sake and all of that. But when it comes to intervention, they know that God honors the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. It doesn't mean that they believe on him, but they know that name, that name they have heard before. And they have seen examples. Hallelujah. And common sense tells them that this moment, we don't have a chance for a trial. Let's not try. Let's just call up the one who can do it. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. For the first time that faith brought something, supernatural, something divine to us. But when it brought grace to us to be saved, so by grace are you saved through faith. This faith is beautiful here. Amen. And not of yourself. This is not what you generate by yourself. It is what God gave. God had to give this faith. He has to give grace by this faith. So when you talk about the grace of God that bringeth salvation in this last time, it must be that this faith is able to bring this grace to us. Hallelujah. Amen. So we spent time last week. We spent time looking at what the elders of faith believed. And let me just still read to us what I read last time. Let me read from John 12. We have already handled the issues of believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. We have dealt with that. And that every faith connects to that. Once you say the Christ cannot be a prophet. The Christ is the Son of God. It's joined together. Praise God. Anybody says Jesus is the Christ, Jesus is the Christ and is a prophet, is a liar. Amen. Any book, any religion, any philosophy, any body on earth here who believes that Jesus is the Christ or says he's a prophet and Son of God is a liar. That document does not exist. Never existed. The Jews know that anyone who is the Messiah is the Son of God. It's clear. The Jews know that anyone who is the Messiah, if it's not the Son of God, he can't save. It's only the Son of God that can save. Only that they have never come to a place to accept that one of them, one day, will be the Son of God. You understand? They knew that thing that is written in the prophet. But they never come to into light. You know, it's like when they are saying, in this town, a deliverer will arise that will become the governor of this state in this town. You are not seeing your brother as one likely person. You are thinking one of these years. The day your brother is just lighting upon him to say, I believe that God wants to be the governor, we start looking at him. Is he qualified? If you grew up in the house with us here, what do you have extra? You begin to look at him in the flesh. But all the while, all the years, you have been hearing that one, you know, in a certain time or in the year, you know, in the old whatever, one person in this town, it can be anybody. Amen. So we at least set to those in our minds. So when the reality comes, we can hardly align with it. Because we have tendency of looking at things in the flesh. Praise God. Amen. That one of your prayer you are still with me can be a present tomorrow. I won't say, Adamuna. Tajomukombi. No, it's not anything in the flesh. It's allotment. It's allotment of God. It's the choice of God, which can be anybody. And that makes you prepare your mind. Amen. So you won't look at that person in the flesh and despise him. No. If God has moved him there, he has moved him there. And you have to relate like that. Praise God. No, that is tendency. You spy the person. You won't call him the name you call him in those days. To show that this is a boy among us. You know him very well, and he's a common person like all of us here. Like those days, OBJ called Aremu, you know. But if God has made him president, you have to relate his excellency. Amen. Hallelujah. So that was their undoing. So anybody, any tribe, anybody in the world, anywhere, in Arab, in Eastern world, in the West, anywhere, who calls Jesus the prophet is a blatant liar. It's a liar because it was never part of the prophecy. Now, anybody who knew him as Jesus, whatever today, you can't know him beyond what has been spoken in prophecy ahead of him. Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. So we can put it anywhere. If I'm going to have time on the air, I'm going to teach Jesus, Son of God. I'm going to take time to teach you on the air when we get there. Jesus, the Son of God. Christ is Christ, the Son of God. That's the way he is. Is Christ. So you don't complete him if you have not put there the Son of God. Do you understand? Amen. And so your faith is connected to that reality. So I can stand anywhere and defend that. Or else I don't believe in Jesus at all. Let him be the carpenter that lived some years back in a city called Jerusalem. Or city called, in a nation called Israel. City called Bethlehem. Praise God. Are we together? That's where the fire of the gospel comes in. Amen. So I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We should come into the world. So, I said that one thing about that Son of God is that, like I said, it's not the junior God. It's the visible of the invisible God. Amen. And the issue of fatherhood, Father and the Son, is that the Father can raise himself in his Son. If it's the visible of the invisible, they must be the same. Is that not? Praise God. If it's the visible of the invisible, then invisibility must not reduce their essence or their nature. Do you understand what I'm saying? So sonship is not something taken from being lower in any form. We know that as a son, it could be a shade lower. But when he became the Son of God, it's not a shade lower. As a son. A sonship as various mayor, stature, fullness. As a mayor son, he may be a shade below. As a stature son, he may be a shade below. But as the fullness son, he is the son. Amen. And there will not be another the son. There can be other sons. So he's the only begotten of the Father. And it will remain the only begotten. But through him, the Father will begat many other sons. Amen. So there will not be the Son, there will be the sons of God. There will be sons of God. Is it clear to us? So the business of the father is to raise his son. And I was explaining that I believe I know should be able to come in terms with that. That raise his son actually is to build his son. Okay? As raise his son, which he demonstrated by raising him from the dead. He took that resurrection from the dead as a place where we begat him. He chose that death of the cross as the terminal process of his own obedience. Amen. If he wanted to take him at transfiguration, he could have taken him. I went in the houseless. But if he took him at transfiguration, he won't be able to generate sons for God. There won't be access of humanity to him. He will just be the son, and that will be all. For God to have other sons, we have to generate sons again, through the way he raised Christ. You know that the way God is raising us is not the same way he raised Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's not the same way he's raising you and I. He's raising you and I through Christ. But he didn't raise Christ through Christ. He planted Christ by himself. He used the wisdom of the law to plant Christ and to raise to himself. Do you understand? So resurrection, like I said, is not just being taken from the dead. It's building, it's raising the building of God, or the building of resurrection, which is not the action of death and being brought up. It's raising a nature of a person. I am the resurrection and the life. Resurrection is a personality. It's not an act. It's not an action. You get it? Resurrection is a personality, or you can say it's a world. It's a world. It's not an action. So if Christ has not been raised from the dead, there will have still been resurrection. But God doesn't have a place to demonstrate it to us. He used 3 days to demonstrate death, burial, and resurrection, which could have taken 30 years to demonstrate or to experience. Hallelujah. Amen. He came from heaven to earth to show. From the heaven to the sun.
My debt to pay.
From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name.
On high.
He came from heaven to earth
to show the way.
From the earth to the cross.
My debt to pay.
From the cross to the grave. From the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name. Just summarizes the life of Jesus. He came from heaven to earth 30 years to show the way. To show the way, to show how mortal men can attain to resurrection. Amen. Now, he now opened up the way for you to come in through his death. Through his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So resurrection is a personality, or is a genealogy or generation. That's resurrection. The Father is resurrection. The Son is resurrection. The Spirit is resurrection. That's why the three of them quickens. As the Father quickeneth, so the Son quickeneth whosoever he will. Hallelujah. So the Father is a quickening spirit. It's a species of creature or species of existence. When it's a creature, that's something that is created. Amen. Like Christ said, it's the firstborn of all creation. It's not that it's created. It's firstborn of existence. Hallelujah. It's the proto. It's the source. So as the Father quickeneth, so the Son also quickeneth whomsoever he wills. So he has become a quickening spirit. The first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made. He became a quickening spirit. Hallelujah. He was not born a quickening spirit. He became a quickening spirit. So he can quicken, because it's not just that he was quickened. He became a quickening spirit. Because if he was quickened, he could lose it. Are we in the house, please? But he became a quickening spirit, so he can quicken whomsoever he will, whom he will. So the agenda of the Father and the Son is quickening, is resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So 3 days is too small, very small. But they have to use that to put the place that your faith can connect to spirit, and you get into the genealogy. Amen. Believe that just died and was buried and was raised from the dead. And that moment you believe, you are quickened. Your spirit is quickened from the dead. Because they expand the life of Jesus to you from his coming to the cross. You can't see it quickly. It's can you see that? That's what all the four gospels is trying to capture. They can't tell you all of that and say you believe. That's be a long story. Just preach Jesus and him crucified. Hallelujah. Amen. And power is made available. Power, power, power. I'm saying divine power is made available. Because you believe, divine power, the power of God is made available. Hallelujah. It's beyond miraculous power. It's the power of God. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We are all going to preach this gospel. You are going to preach this gospel everywhere. One of the essence of this Wednesday meeting is to fire you up with the power of the gospel. You are going to preach, you're going to defend faith. You're going to defend the faith everywhere. And you will have utterance in the day of your defense. Amen. Hallelujah. You will have utterance because God has raised his Son in you. This, I was just thinking about this after I said, one puzzle that the world has not been able to solve is to find out the remains of Jesus. One puzzle they have not solved is to find out the remains. And you know, if they find the remains, that they think they can find him is Jesus own. Because they can trace Jesus' movement through all the places he went. I went in the house, please. And they will date it and connect it. And you know, the Hebrews, the Jews, who are crazy archaeologists. That's why you see them archiving and opening many things every day. They are crazy archaeologists. Up to today, no one can find out where the remains is. It's a puzzle telling you that Jesus really, really rose from the dead. Rose from the dead. And if that happened, then the whole world is in trouble. Because that resurrection can't be for nothing. If you check the scriptures, what the apostles preached was resurrection of the dead. That is the gospel. Once you preach the gospel and there's no resurrection of the dead there, it's no gospel. It's the last hope for every man. Amen. Praise God. So, Jesus said in chapter 12, verse 46, he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. How can somebody be with you? Verse 4 says, Jesus cried and said, he that believeth on me, believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. How can someone be with you and be saying that he that seeth me and is with you? He told Thomas, he said, show us the Father. And he said,
have all this while been with you, and you're still asking for the Father. Don't you know that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father? Zacchaeus was asking because he was not seeing him. He was just seeing one Jesus before him. He was not seeing his very, very person. Oh my. So it's amazing that this Jesus is going to preach him forever because you have not seen him as you ought to see him. So if you see him, you have seen the Father. Wow. Then it's need to really pay attention to this. I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide or continue in darkness. If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me receiveth not my words. As one that judgeth him, the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. You have to understand that. We're going to explain that later. How can the world judge you like every single will just be coming to you and judge you? Why is it going to judge you? And he said, I judge no man. He said, I judge no man. So how can worlds be judging? Because that world is to separate between two races of people. What I say? Say the world is meant to separate between two races. There are only two people on the earth, or two people that exist. Only two. We're not just black, yellow, white, brown, red. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you here tonight, please? We're in the scriptures. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. When it's in the light of Jesus, there are only two people on the earth here. You are either a living or you are dead. You're either a living, and what? In God's sight, He does not know your race. He puts you there just for an expression. He's not going to judge you by your race. Amen? If you live all your life in Nigeria and you never saw light for 12 hours, that's not your judgment. Amen? Or you never travel on a road of 50 kilometers that is straight and smooth. And you live for 100 years and die, I'm telling you, they won't remember what happened there. You have just enjoyed your part. That's why if you have the chance to improve anything around you, improve it, okay? You are not going to be made better or nobody's going to grace you. No. It's for your enjoyment. Praise God. And if you make it crooked, you enjoy the crookedness all through your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Before God, there are two people. The living and the dead. Or the quick and the dead. Jesus is the judge of the quick and the dead. Jesus, when he came to the earth, is a partitioned man. Man was completely dead before. He has no part in the living. When he came in, he partitioned humanity into two. And became a wall between the living and the dead. He will judge the dead also. Amen. And what will judge the dead is not himself, it's the word. God is sent his quickening word, and they remain dead in the face of his quickening word. Amen. What did I say? Jesus came and brought the word of resurrection. And when we reject, can you see? When you reject his word, it's when you reject him. So you say, I love Jesus, I don't like love his word. You actually hate him. Because he came for the reason he came is for to bring the word of the living. Or to bring the word of God. That's why it says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful. It's quick and is the word of God. For the word is God. The word is from God, it's with God, and the word is God. Hallelujah. And one thing it does is, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's looking like it's 18.
it's not looking like a person here. I went to the house, please. And it's because he is the word. And when he speaks, he delivers himself. Are we right together, please? And when he delivers himself, he separates between the spirit and the soul, between the joints and the marrow, is the designer of thought and the intents of the earth. So, the job of the church, you see, when Jesus is not made manifest, the world is not condemned by the word. That's why, you see, once the gospel is preached, Jesus is made manifest and the word is judged. It's the message, it's the word of Jesus that judges men, that separates between the living and the dead. Hallelujah. Do you get it with me? Okay, so thank you very much for that. He that rejected me and received not my words, can you see that? That one that judged him, in the word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself. That is why the word of God must not be burned. And it's a total loss when God's word, when you say word, the words of Jesus, or the words of resurrection, or the words of life, when they are lost in the generation, it's a total loss. The last thing God will keep on earth is his word. When men are dying, his word will still be letting out. I will ask you that, please. That's why you see in the most stringent, serious cases, you see the apostles standing and preaching the gospel. Even when their life is going to be offered the next moment, they will discharge the gospel, because that word they have heard will pursue them for the next 50 years. So when you even imprison Paul, they will empower him to release more words by writing. That's how they know that people are sent. Amen. If situation can constrain the word, then you are not sent. And also, if I look at the level of work I have to do in the past 3 days at work, oh my, it's killing. It's killing. For 8 hours, 10 hours, just busy your mind like that for paperwork. You don't like that. But God raises the dead. Amen. When dead has finished killing, then resurrection happens. Amen. If there's no resurrection, I can't be preaching the gospel. It's impossible. So, I'm a first proof of what? Resurrection. What I say? I'm the first proof of resurrection. I have died many times. I've died physically many times. I mean that. Amen. When I know it's the verdict, I know it's dead finished. I know it. At least up to 3 times. But he raised me up again. There is resurrection. Amen. And if he can do that, I know he will raise my building up. Amen. He won't just raise me up from the old of physical death. He will raise my building up. He will build me up. He will make me an edifice of resurrection. Hallelujah. All those things are just to strengthen your faith, to know that a work is going on. Hallelujah. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. Why is Jesus so particular about saying and speaking? What is about? He's not just busy about your behavior. Stop the lying. Stop that. Don't do that. Well, it's not the focus of Jesus' ministry. Is that not? Amen. You only see Jesus seeing men who are sinning, saying to them, sin no more. who convicts you of sin? I convince you not. Can you see that? I do not judge you of sin. But go and sin no more. If I were the one, if I see you do wrong, I will clamp on you heavily. You know what I'm talking about now? But Jesus knows that what is making you do that is more than you. So the emphasis must not be on what you are doing. It's releasing divine energy that can raise you above what you are doing. Amen. There's a divine energy
that can raise you. If anyone believes in me, I will raise him up in the last days. The last day agenda is raising, raising, raising. Making people of weakling, just making them, empowering them. And he does that through commandments, speaking commandments, saying commandments. He gave me a commandment. He gave me a commandment what I should say and what I should speak. And his commandment is life eternal. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. Jesus early learned the mastery of spoken word. You can't learn faith. You can't know faith if they do not open you to the power of words. Life is not in power of doing. It's in power of word. But what makes you behave or do what you are doing is words. It's words over time. Words over time. By his word, he created all. And if you want to see anything come to visibility, it's words. It may look slow, but it will make a lasting impact. Each time I have to take my to our parents in school, they want to force us to beat up. Because, no, I'm not saying what I was taught to do. I am telling you what I know. Words make men. Because by his words, they were framed to start with. If you want to remove anything, it's going to take words. Words spoken in season is powerful. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, days when you were younger, if your dad or mom wants to talk to you, talk sense to you, that we won't forget. When would they come? They come early, very early. Amen. If you misbehave, they'll beat you late in the night. Right? Amen. When you are taught they are forgotten, you eat your food, go and sleep. They will wake you up from your sleep to get your latches. Amen. Oh my, those days have changed. Children are no more taking latches anymore. Oh my. Hallelujah. But they want words to enter you early in the morning. And whatever they say early, you don't forget easily. It comes like a picture to you. That voice like a small, still voice. That can monitor you for the next 40 years of your life. Because it is words that made you what you are. And when you change any man, it is word. So Jesus knew that God made. In fact, he was the one who made all things by the word. So all creatures are where they are by words. They take the habitation in the water by words. They take in the air by words. Amen. Hallelujah. So he was taught by the Father the power, the nature of words. And God conveyed himself to him by his word. It's not by vigils. It's not by fastings. Amen. Not by fasting. By words. If you fast without words, you waste your energy. You can't use fasting to know God. You know God by words. That's why God chose faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. That's how faith comes. You want grace? Then you got to love the word of God. Praise God. Amen. You got to love God's words uttered from his mouth. Discussions of God. Speakings of God. So he has taught me what I should say and what I should speak. And the commandment is eternal life. It means what I should say and what I should speak must gender life. So the words I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life. The flesh profits, the spirit is the spirit that quickens. The spirit quickens, the flesh profits nothing. When the flesh dimension, the flesh terrain adds nothing in deep your building. Amen. If you have all the certificate of the earth here, you have all the children, you have all the whatever, it does not add anything. Just said, can you buy worry add a skill bit to your stature? Who is the man there who has added a cubit by worry, anxiety? It's not your, you know, he was talking about your natural stature. You can't even make it grow. The same way in the spirit, you can't add any cubit to your spiritual stature. It's God's word that can build you up. Hallelujah. The word of God, the word of grace, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in Christ. The word of grace, the word of God, is able to build you. When you are built up, then you have a part in God. Hallelujah. You have a part in God without having stature. That place is for men of stature. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we together tonight? Oh, we just trust God for movement tonight. I told you we're not rushing anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. We're here together. And we'll take it bit by bit because this foundation must be reconstructed. Hallelujah. So in chapter 10, let's chapter 10 of the same place. Verse 16, chapter 10, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, and what? One shepherd. Therefore, doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life, that I might take it again. Please, note this. I'm reading for emphasis. Take it again. No man take it from me, but I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment I was talking about is what I've received of my Father. So it's a teaching, it's a learning, resurrection, building man, turning flesh to resurrection nature is a doctrine. It's a doctrine. There's a teaching. There's a doctrine of turning flesh to resurrection. Hallelujah. Or it's a turning flesh to spirit. You can turn flesh to spirit. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. Flesh can only generate flesh. It has never been heard before that flesh upgrade to spirit. It has never been. By corruption, soul can degrade to flesh. But once it comes to flesh, it can't go back. Amen. So flesh produces what? Hello. I say what? Flesh does what? Because it's a generation. Once it becomes flesh, it bats flesh. Spirit bats what? So that's born of the flesh is flesh. And that is born of the spirit is what? Spirit. That's how you give back to your nature. But the amazing thing is that in the realm of creatures, of souls, you know, I've told you about, I was teaching here something, I don't know if it's exactly, I was teaching about the quickening spirit, I was talking about the living soul, that they are also spirit, but it's a living soul nature of spirit, like you have quickening spirit as a nature of spirit. I was saying that in the realm of spirit nature, there are greater spirit. Man actually is a living soul kind of spirit. We have a spirit. A spirit in man, but it's a living soul kind of spirit. It's a kind of spirit, living soul. If it's not a spirit, it can be quickened. It can be, if it's not a spirit, it can be quickened. If the soul, the woman's soul, does not have a spirit backing it up, raising the soul will make no difference. I went in the house, please. So because man is the spirit, that's why when he died, he can be quickened. And in quickening him, he was upgraded, not returned back to living soul spirit. He was quickening to the quickening realm of spirit. Praise God. Have I confused you? Thank you very much. Amen. And sometimes have I not confused you the more? In making it simpler, you don't create another problem. And you spend the next 20 minutes to clear this problem. It was not part of the message. Hallelujah. So you are a spirit. Come on, say I'm a spirit. If you're just a soul, you can't go up. Every soul, mere soul, when it dies, goes to the earth. Goes to the earth. Goes.
Yeah, they don't count that many goats in heaven. Billion goats die in a day, die for human's sake. Man like it that way. There's no record. As long as they're not punished in killing them. Amen. As long as they didn't torture them to kill them. Mm-mm. You raise 1 billion fowls on Christmas and you ate it, wow. So if you're a vegetarian, because you think that you are trying to attain a higher level of spirit, you don't understand. You are wasting. Amen. And I was a vegetarian sometimes, don't know. Amen. For more than 3 years, I was also a vegetarian. Oh, my. If I can stand here, anybody can stand here. Praise God. Seeking perfection. You know, perfection. I believe in perfection. Seeking mastery of life. But it does not add anything to you. Shishi. Not add shishi to you. Hallelujah. So, you won't take beef because beef is not healthy for your body. Is that all right? It's not just healthy for your body. But fish, all of those other birds, very good. Amen. So if you kill 1 billion of them, heaven is not trying to, why are they killing this way? The human soul is precious to God and does not want any blood to be shed. Because man's soul is not just mere. Not mere. One Abel died and his blood was speaking. Speaking for many years. That blood cannot just be a soul blood. It's a spirit blood. Amen. Hallelujah. They can only compare that blood speaking to Jesus. How much more than the blood of Jesus who speaketh better things than the blood of who? Hallelujah. So, you're talking about resurrection. So, it has a doctrine or teaching that makes flesh to be able to come out up to a spirit level. It's a doctrine. And that doctrine, the Father handed it over to Jesus. So it is what raised Jesus to become resurrection. Are we right together, please? So he knows what to say and what to speak. So what he speaks is from what he says. The saying is a doctrine. The speaking is the teaching of the doctrine. What I say, the saying is the doctrine. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. That saying is the doctrine. But the saying has to be conveyed through speaking. So every speaking must not leave the doctrine of resurrection. It's called the commandment of the everlasting God. That doctrine is called the commandment of the eternal God. That's what makes God eternal. That doctrine is what conveys the eternal nature. Hallelujah. Nobody is allowed to actually speak, stand as a speaking priest, if he has not received the doctrine. I'm not saying that we cannot talk to ourselves, we can teach ourselves, we can help ourselves in teaching. But you should not be a teacher. You can teach without being a teacher. Do you know that? How many of you are teaching everywhere? Every day you are teaching. Are you a teacher? You teach in the house. You teach everywhere you go. You teach everywhere. But you're not a teacher. You drive. You're not a driver. Are we together, please? Amen. And when you want to get your license, they know the kind of license you give to you. License of a person who is driving, not the driver. License of a driver in Nigeria is E. You don't have E, you're not a driver. E can drive any car, that any vehicle, short, long, tall. That's a driver. If you're on, the one they get to use just for a car. At most, some star bus. If they see you driving, cost the bus, they will arrest you. Because you're not a driver. You don't even know. Amen. So I say, when ye ought to be teachers,
You need that someone teach you again, which be the first principle of the oracle of Christ. And he said, let there be not many teachers. Because it takes time to raise a teacher. He must have received the commandment. So it doesn't matter how you say it, it will be within the context of the divine nature. Hallelujah. So I'm going to teach Christians, I'll tell you, it is business. It's not the command of everlasting God. But if I take the gospel, it must be within the confine of that commandment. That's how I can bring revelation that will bring obedience of faith. That will make men obey faith or obey Christ or obey the life of resurrection. Hallelujah. It means that there's a building in progress in you that must not stop. I said there's a building in progress in you. There's a house in building in you that heaven is committed to that will not stop. That's their own gain. The old gain, that's their gain from your life. You eat your amala and abona. You eat all of that. They are like to enjoy yourself. Don't stop their building. Don't stop their project. Don't stop their project. Church must not stop their project. Ministers must not stop their project. So when I frown at anything a minister says, it's not hatred. It's not whatever. Once I see you tampering with the building, my eyes just die one from within me. Things collapse from within me. I can't take what you bring as kids anymore. Amen. Better we live or we die. Eh? We are the Lord. The Lord must own us. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So for Jesus, he has the power. He has the power to lay down, take it, and receive that doctrine from his Father. Doctrine of Christ, or commandment of Christ, or the commandment of the everlasting God. See Romans 16, let's see verse 20.
Thank you, Motrete Keviki Vikurotadenji Kepete Elefi Frodo Proto Bricks of Fire. Bricks. I am bringing to you things that make you stones. Stones. For the building of God must not be stopped. And you must be a brick in this building. You must be thoroughly brewed from the fire. You must be thoroughly fired by truth. Separated by truth. Consecrated by truth. For you must be a brick well bred. A brick fired by fire. Yea, a brick fired in the furnace. For that way you qualify, thoroughly purged, thoroughly cleansed, separated for the house of God. You must be a stone. You must be a stone. You must be made a stone. You must be made a stone. The house of God is what is at stake. The house of God is what is at stake. You must strive with doctrines of the earth. You must war with strange spirits so that you can find your place in the house which God builded, which God raised. For when you have been raised, when you have been built, you will but be put in the house. You will but be made as a stone in the house. Do not stop the house. Do not stop the house. We have allowed you to have everything. Do not prevent us from our rest. Do not prevent our rest. For we have sent our own to make of us, make out of you, a house for us. Do not prevent our rest, for we want to rest in you. We want to rest in you. You must be well bred, a brick, a stone, cleansed, fire, and the furnace.
Amen. Oh, thank you for your jealousy on us. The Lord is jealous. He's jealous. He's jealous. Jealous. Know his son. How he loves us all.
He is jealous for me. He loves like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me.
Chapter 16 of Romans, Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest by the scriptures of the prophet, according to the commandment of God, or the commandment of the everlasting God, or the commandment of eternal God, or commandment of eternal life, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. So without these commandments, you can't make it known for nations to be faith. So faith will be shipwreck without this commandment. Amen. Hallelujah. So you can see the emphasis of the commandment as he spoke to the apostles. Let's read John. Okay, let's go that way. Let's read John 14. John 14. Are you there in John 14 of John? Verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, the words that I speak unto you, my teachings to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, you dwell the work. So I'm speaking from the work done in me. When the Father taught me and brought me doctrine, he walked in me. So I'm speaking from the work. So I'm, you know, it dwelt the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works. This building sake. This building is not just a mere man. It's a building of God. It's a building that God has placed. It's the tabernacle of God. Jesus knew also well that it's a temple of God, is the tabernacle of God. That's why I could say, destroy the temple in 3 days, I will raise it. He knew that he is the temple of God. He knew he is the tabernacle of God. He knew he is the lamb of sacrifice. Amen? I knew that God spent these years to walk. I taught here sometimes about works. Sometimes the works of God. That should be last year or so. Bless the Lord, all his works. In all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Nothing must be less than works. You must not be less than work. Where is workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good work? Which God has before ordained. God has before ordained that we should walk in it. We are to walk from our on the work in us. Your work is to be according to the work in you. So you don't struggle to walk on the earth. We walk by reason of the work in you. That's why there must be labor. There must be labor to walk in you. You live just by that. If we know that, we will invest into the works of God to ensure that the speakings of God proceed from time. I know that. I know you and I can change by these words. You can't stay under this word for 1 year and some things will not just collapse. Some building will just collapse. Will just collapse. You won't have the taste for it. It won't be that you are trying to, you just lose taste for it. Just lose taste. Because the building of the taste, the trigger, the hormones that stir up the state has been dried up. Hallelujah. Believe me for the very work's sake. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do. So this work is a practice. And greater works than this, or greater work than this shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever he shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Are you with me there? See verse 14, 15. If he ask anything in my name, I will do it. 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that may abide with you forever, whose job will be to expound the commandment them all. So if you keep my commandment now, you trigger commitment to give you the spirit that makes to explore. Can you see that? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the word seeth me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. Verse 20, at that day ye shall know, when you begin to live, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. I in you. See that? At that day shall know that I am in the Father. That I am in the Father. And ye are in me. That's the point you start with. Ye are in me. Not just that. I will also be in you. That's why Christ becomes the hope. You are in Christ. Ye in me in Christ. I will also be in you. Because the Father is in me. Because I am in the Father. And the Father is in me. Hallelujah. So when you are in me, I will be in you. So I will transfer Christ to you. I also transfer my Father to you. At that day. Do you get it now? Verse 21 is where I'm going. Praise God. Let's read together. 21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that what? Loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So the first place of my appearance is for those who ask my commandment. And keep it. Remember, commandment is not a commandment now. Either has my doctrine. So how can the church play around that? How can the church say doctrine of Christ? I'm wondering, what's that? It's not our hearing. Amen. It's not our skirt and trouser. That's not his doctrine. That one build nothing. It doesn't add anything to you. It may only make the world to misunderstand you. I went in the house, please. That's all you can do. You can't add any cubit to you. So it's not the church has their doctrine. Amen. The church may also have their culture and practices that just meant to help you. I was just talking to someone today. I said, I'm looking at it very soon. Maybe we're going to stop this. This thing they join to the eyelashes. Amen. Praise God. I'm about to come here and say, nobody must wear it again, okay? And that's not doctrine of Christ. It's of health. Amen. I need your body for a long time. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, my. So I hope, I'm not saying it now, I'm not saying it. So those who have it for as their wedding. So there are a lot of things we can abstain from, not because it edifies our spirit, but because it helps our body to keep fit, okay? And God wants to be wise like that. And if tomorrow we find that there's nothing wrong with you, go and say, there's nothing wrong with it. Can you see what I'm saying? So we can change on those things. We don't want meat now. Doctor said, meat is not good. We're not eating. If we find something that meat is not good, we eat meat, Abby. It's not a law. We're only obeying common sense. And common sense, that does not add more Christ to you. Do you understand that? There's nothing you use. Whatever you eat goes to your belly and goes to the toilet. Doesn't have any road into your spiritual building. What defies you is what proceeds. Can you see it? But that won't come from your spirit. Amen. One day we'll teach about that, okay? Just for common sense understanding. This church, they don't just care about this. I cannot care about this. If they just add this to their whatever, I would like them. I like their message. Oh, you see. I wonder if you're like that here. You just manage to be around. Oh, you see if they can just cover their head.
I just like everything. So what's the place of offense of the cross? We need to offend you a little bit. So I know it's not cheap to come into life. Amen. You endure offense, then you come into life. So you know it's not by power nor by might. It's grace that helps you. Amen. Hallelujah. May we know him more and more. Come live in me all my life. Take over.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.